Good morning, everybody. It's time for The Experience Live with Russ and Scott. Here we go. Special thank you to our sponsors, the Gelat Home team of Keller Williams and Laura Gelat. For all your real estate needs, go to teamgelat.com. And H&R Block of Albany, Corvallis, Lebanon, and Kaiser. For more information on your tax preparation needs, call 541-928-6432.
And welcome to another edition of the Business Builder Throwdown. I am D. Scott Smith, your moderator, referee, coach, consultant, and all-around good guy. Wait a minute. Maybe this isn't the Throwdown.
Yeah, I think you got the wrong show, man. What's going on?
What's going on? Russ, what is happening this morning? We're going to have, I think I sent a post out about this one saying, this is when worlds collide. So... what do we got going on today?
Well, you know, so excited about our guest today. Good friends, Holly and Matt are here today, who are your co-hosts, or the main hosts, I guess, of
the main event. The main event.
The Builder's Throwdown. Come on. So we're so excited. So we have a show within a show today. Amazing. It's kind of complex.
it's very surreal. So yes. I love it. But hey, Russ, what have you got going on? I know you've been out promoting your book. You've been doing some live book signings, and you've had some workshops going. You've been speaking, or you're speaking to the chamber, teaching a class. What? Okay.
I got all kinds of things going. I've got a couple of workshops this week. One live, one online. I've got, the book events are always great. I meet fabulous people. It's love getting out there. Whether we have to wear a mask or not, I'm still out there, you know, smiling under my mask getting to meet and greet new people. So I have some great bookstores in the area that are carrying my book. And then also, I've just been doing incredible live shows with people like D. Scott Smith and The Experience. This is really the catalyst that gets the day going. And then today at noon, I have a just off the charts Russ Reels Live with five guests talking midweek mindset. And the event is already blowing up. It's going to be huge at noon Pacific Daylight Time today. So yeah, super excited about that.
Yeah, everyone, make sure and invite your friends to that. That's going to be a great event. So we've got, I'm excited because Trevor Lorking from Write Notes over in England is currently laying out and getting printed the 2022 edition of The Independent Planner.
Woo!
So for those of you that are using paper planners, this one I designed for me. I've used it for a couple of years. And then some people asked about it. So Trevor started making those a couple of years ago to use. It's designed specifically for solo entrepreneurs, freelance professionals. It's got a unique goal tracking system in there. So right now I'm taking pre-orders for that at independent-planner.com. And those should be shipping in November. Get ready to make 2022 your best year ever.
Best year ever. That's it. I know my daughter loves your planner. And I'm kind of allergic to actual paper planners. So,
well, the reason I came up with it was that the digital calendar, Google Calendar, had actually let me down a couple of times. And my phone rings, and it's, "Hey Scott, this is Russ. I thought we were having coffee. What's the deal?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I can't afford that." So,
what's up?
So I use the digital, but I also use the paper, but also. It's really the goal tracking because, you know, we have, 1,440 seconds in every day, and they're all used, but they're not always used for the best and highest purpose.
That's true.
And so putting what you have and linking that to your goals and dreams is really important. And then, so there's this little tracking box, this goal tracking. And as you check things off, you get to color in the little box, so you get immediate feedback. It works for me and works for other folks, so it's available out there. But we should get rolling here.
Yeah, it looks amazing. But yes, the seconds are ticking. And, you know, we are just going to bring both of our guests in this morning because Holly Jean Jackson and Matt Rouse are two amazing individuals, so full of wisdom. I love the Builders Throwdown. So we're just going to bring them in and start having fun. What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right. Rock here they roll. Are. Woo! We are ready to roll. Yeah!
And we're fortunate. Matt's calling in from Nova Scotia, but he just got actual reliable high-speed internet there in his home.
That's right. Don't curse it. I've only had it for like not even 48 hours. So.
Sure, it's gonna be good. Sure, it's gonna be good. All right.
Well, it looks good. I get to use my real camera and stuff now too. I'm like, ooh, I'm in like HD now instead of like 240.
We can really see you clearly now.
That's
we're not
right.
Sure
I'm way uglier now.
We're not sure if that's good or bad, but now we can't see Scott, so he's gone.
Right. Maybe he should get Starlink.
Maybe you should, but you know, I want to tell you that it's been great to get to know both of you and all that you're doing. Matt, you and I had an awesome chat the other day. Mm-hmm. You're so full of wisdom, and I just really appreciated that. And but I love the Builders Throwdown and all that you guys are doing. It's just a ton of fun. And whether Scott's here with us or not, we're still going to have a good time and talk about that, what's going on. But I think I'm going to let each of you just give a little bit about yourselves, what you're up to. And we're going to go ladies first and always. Let Holly go and tell us a little bit about her and what you're up to. Go ahead, Holly.
Sure. Yeah. So Holly Jean Jackson, I'm the holistic business coach. And that means I'm helping health and wellness business owners and entrepreneurs scale and build their business to that next level. Right now, what's going on in my world, I'm launching my first book in January, tentative launch date of January 17th. That's called Inspiration Contagion. It's the first of three books. This first one is on health. So that's really exciting. We also just launched our Business Builder Ninja Mastermind community. And we have our, super exciting. We have our Founders Day sale right now, our Founders Sale. So if you're interested in helping us build an amazing community of amazing business owners, be sure to check that out at businessbuilders.com. Then... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought you were talking.
No, but I'm excited to be here. And then I guess one last little tidbit. I found out this morning that today is International Sloth Day. So remember to relax and slow down.
There you go. Well, that is a good idea because people like me really need to relax and slow down sometimes. Hey, Matt, give us a little bit about you.
Sure. So I am one of the partners running Hook SEO in the United States and Hook Digital Marketing Canada. And we are we've been international for a while. We're an international marketing agency for small to medium-sized businesses. our focus is people who want to stand out and do something a little different from everyone else. And if that's not something that they want to do, they're not a good client for us. We're very straightforward with it. There's only five of us, and we can only do so much work, and we can only help so many people. So if you do want to stand out, get a hold of us. But my main focus is the Business Builder Throwdown show, because I love it and it's super fun to do. And we have several shows in the works also. And our membership group, we've been starting to meet with some of our members. And man, we had a really good talk yesterday. We have, you know, a couple of the founders in the Business Builder Ninjas. And I mean, one of our people who was there was almost in tears because she was so happy to have the support that we're giving them. And, you know, isolation in entrepreneurship is a real problem. And that's one of the problems that we're trying to solve for people. And, you know, shows like you have here are just that, right? Let's make a connection, make a community, get people to know each other, and you know, get a group of people together who have each other's back.
Yeah, really. I think connection is so important. Building community is vital, especially with what we've been going through. And I have been blessed with people like you, being able to meet you and Holly and grow my community and see the amazing things that were happening. I was just thinking how amazing it is. I'm driving from Lebanon, Oregon to Corvallis, Oregon, which is about a half hour apart. On my drive, I'm talking to one of my guests at my noon show, Usama, who's in Cyprus in the Middle East on the phone.
Right.
Then I jump in and I'm talking to someone in Egypt. Then I pop on to another media site and I'm talking to my friend in Dublin, Ireland, just boom, 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 boom. And I'm thinking the connection that's allowed us, even in the time of shutdown when it was tough, we're able to grow and actually do more things because of what's available to us in media. And I think that's amazing.
You know, it's so interesting, Russ, that you said that, because Scott Smith and I were just talking about that yesterday. And people are used to Zoom now and other kinds of video technologies. But, you know, before COVID time, we had to explain how to use it to people, right? We were like, okay, so first you're going to go to zoom.us and then you're going to install this software and then you're going to have to learn how to do this and that. And this is where the buttons are and yada, yada. But now you just say, hey, we're all going to go meet on Zoom. And people are like, okay, send me the link, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's become normal. And that is one, Scott's hooking up here. Okay, I'm going to drop him for just a sec while he's connecting, because I think it's becoming normal for people to do that. And it wasn't that way before. And I've talked to a lot of business people who said, for example, realtors in our area, it has been a huge boom for them because it's enabled them to cover so much more ground, do things online, and it's not weird for people anymore. Yeah. It's normal for them. And so they don't feel like put off. They feel like this is just the way we do it now. So, hey, Holly, your new book, man, I'm super excited for you. I mean, that is so great. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. Yeah. So we're still landing on the subtitle for it, but it's basically a roadmap for solid health foundation so that you can thrive in your life and in your business. And it's already fully written. I'm really excited. It has a lot of really interesting nuggets of wisdom. And while I was writing it, it was really healing too, because it reminded me of things that maybe I had forgotten or thought I grew out of. And the realization I had was it's this constant journey of just up-leveling and getting more curious about how to have more energy, how to sleep even better so that you can go up and be great at what you do in your business. So it's been really great.
Yeah, I think that that's very true. I think we're continuously growing, learning, up-leveling our business, doing new things, you know, and it's been amazing to me, all the things that are really possible that you didn't think of before. I think that, you know, we've grown more. I mean, we should have always been growing in business, but we've been really growing more. We can see you now, Scott. There you are. You've been really growing more in the last little bit. So, Scott, welcome back.
So while Matt got upgraded internet, For some reason, the processor on my machine decided, yeah, I've had enough. And so quickly grab the iPad, hook it up. And here I am. There's always a, you know, you got to have a backup.
That's it.
Always have a backup.
Here's a perfect, here is a perfect metaphor, perfect metaphor for life here on The Experience Live with Russ and Scott with our special guests, Holly Jean Jackson and Matt Rouse. And wow. All right.
You know, I think I was talking to somebody the other day, the most popular and watch shows that people love are the ones where you make the most mistakes. Because I think people look at that and they go, well, they're just like me. They're not completely polished. They're really real people. And I just love to laugh. I do a little word of the day every morning on Instagram. And when I do that and I mess up, I just do it anyway. I learned that long ago because when I mess up, it's actually funnier. And when you try to redo it, then I normally do one take. When I try to redo it a half hour later, I'm still trying to redo it. So I just forget that. I'm just going to be me.
That's
and
right.
Do it, you know?
Just
so.
Do it.
Hey, Matt, you are really with your organization. You do a lot of search engine optimization and things really helping people online, which is critical nowadays with everybody's they're doing. What exactly, you know, just tell us a little bit about what you do there and who you're helping.
Sure. So there's generally two kinds of businesses that we're helping. One of them would be an e-commerce business. They could be selling remotely, drop shipping. They have a product. It could be a service, whatever. They're just electronically selling it and they're trying to scale that business quickly. Right. That's something we work really well with. And the other one is people who have generally one large or multiple locations of a business. And then we can help them with optimization for local search for those businesses. My agency is like having your own marketing department. We have been doing this for a long time. We have a small team with a broad width of knowledge, and we can generally do almost everything that you would get from multiple providers, but do them all unified through one place so that your messaging and all of that marketing that you're doing helps each other work together. A lot of places get, you know, especially small business owners, they're like, okay, well, I pay this person to do my blog and I got somebody over there who's doing my social media and somebody over there is doing this thing and none of it matches. And it has a different voice each time. And, you know, just matching your logos and your colors isn't really, you know, getting a good match between all your marketing and it doesn't help. And, but the way that we help the most people, I think, is through our show because we reach way more people. We help those people and, you know, people also can spread that message easier and we don't hold back. Right. When somebody watches our show, they're getting real like battle tested advice. It's not a bunch of like, you know, it's not a bunch of thinly veiled content that somebody's creating. So you'll buy their SaaS product or something. It's stuff that works with real companies that we're using now. Right. So that's why I think it's so valuable.
Well, I think the live streaming has been fabulous as far as connecting and getting information out there. Holly, in your business with coaching, it gives you more, you have more visibility, but at the same time, people get to really get a taste of you, what you're like. You know, when you're on screen, they can see, oh yeah, you know, this is Holly. One thing I've always done when I initially sought you out and Matt, you too, I see people and I think I want to get to know that person. I want to connect to that person. And that's why I do that. So how has the Builder Storedown really helped your business, Holly?
It's helped me in a lot of different ways. So, I mean, I would say it's interesting since we're a show and a show today, I'm going to use that same metaphor. we're a mastermind within a mastermind. And what I mean by that is that as we started the live stream show, we didn't initially know exactly where we were going with it. And then we created this membership mastermind program, right? The reason we did that is because Matt and Scott and I help each other in our own businesses. And where we have gaps, we can lean on each other when we have a rough day, like we lost a big client, we can lean on each other. And because we've built that between the three of us, we wanted to scale that and offer that to other business owners that don't have those connections. They don't have that network. And so we tested it amongst ourselves. And now we're offering that to a larger community, because what we're seeing is that with the pandemic, it's amplifying this feeling of isolation that entrepreneurs and business owners already feel and they already experience. But it's even worse because it's beyond just the walls of our business. It's spilling into our life. And for me, as a holistic business coach, that it has huge amplifications and huge meanings in people's lives, because I'm looking at their health, their life, their clarity, the vision, and like the legacy they want to leave behind, and their business. And so we're trying to create this experience, this community, and this place where people can lean on each other and not feel alone and have really big impact in their business.
Yeah.
And there's opportunity now for people to be founders and to help guide and shape the structure of this community.
Yeah, because we don't know all the answers. Like, we know a lot, but we're trying to expand it. So like the three of us have created an amazing mastermind, but we want to make it even better. And obviously the more people we have involved in creating that culture, the vision, the values, all of the experience around that, we want to make sure we're not providing too much information, because we don't want people to feel overwhelmed. But we want to make sure we're also providing the most value we possibly can to every single member.
Right. You know, obviously we all have the same mindset in that we're all trying to provide as much value to people and help them as much as possible. I really love the holistic approach you have, Holly, and how you're really, because really people now more than ever are their business. I mean, everybody says, oh, I want to separate my personal life from my business. Well, when it comes down to it, you really can't, because you are your business. And so sure, you can separate some details, but really, I mean, you bring to your business who you are. And so I think it's important. And when people see that, don't you feel people are attracted to that too? They're attracted to the real you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's the thing too, is we walk the talk of what we're sharing with our community and what we share in the live stream. And I think now more than ever with live stream and social media and open access to seeing people, you can see right through whether or not they're being authentic. And these guys right here are as authentic as you can get. And we were talking earlier about how the most watched shows are the ones with the biggest mistakes. And that's so true. You should see all the outtakes we have from the videos that we do. I mean, we don't hide anything.
That's right.
What you see is what you get.
I think the last one, the outtakes were longer than the video.
And well, I mean, yeah. Also, we're having so much fun doing this, and you can't fake having fun and real joy and enjoyment. And that's something we want other people to experience.
And on the Thursday Throwdown, it's a lot of fun because Matt takes one side, Holly takes one side. And the secret of the Business Builder Throwdown is it's always and. You need to do both. But what we're really doing is looking at what's the best for the community right now, right? So is it email? Is it some sort of content creation? Is it what are the tools out there? And so we really help them define what works today. Go ahead, Matt.
Scott, what if we were to ask the people watching right now what their biggest problem is, and we can show them how we do the show?
I love that.
Right off the top, no matter what it is, I'm sure that Holly and I can find a point of view to argue about.
Always. Always.
All right. I just pulled up the comments.
Yeah. We're going to have to get people to tell us what is their biggest problem. And while they are putting that in, I was going to say that you two, what is really great, it shows that good conversation, we don't always all think exactly alike because we're different people. And so it's nice to have that. It's nice to have that differing viewpoints so you can actually analyze situations. I know that, you know, a lot of times the one I'm going to bring up, the one that you guys, I think either did or you're just about to do regarding organic activity versus automated. And I know that there's always a big discussion on that. And what do you guys feel about that?
Well, we did two different shows about that. So one of them we did was about LinkedIn outreach and using automation with that or not, versus kind of cold outreach. And the other one that we did was organic content versus advertising. And so they're kind of different things, but similar. I took this side of organic, I believe.
Yes, you did.
And Holly took advertising. And who won that episode?
I think I won that one. Because it was
faster.
Well, that, and I think I said, here are the three things you have to have before you invest in spending on ads. Mm-hmm. And then I shared some ideas for smaller budgets that worked in terms of advertising. But the key was that if you didn't know your ideal client and avatar and the problem you were solving, that you should still spend more time on the organic side before you invest in the ad spend.
But again, it is an and. You need to have the organic content. But if you're only giving your content to your existing audience, then you're not growing your reach. And it's very hard with just organic content. You need to find ways to reach out into new pockets, and paid advertising is a great tool.
Yeah, I heard a good analogy about organic content versus advertising. And it was from Ryan Dice, who originally started the company Digital Marketer. He's with Scalable now. And what he said was that your content is like rice, and you can get your garden ready and plant your rice and make a rice paddy or a field. I don't really know how to grow rice, obviously, but you can spend the time, you can spend the next year trying to grow rice, and it'll turn out and you'll have lots of rice. Or you could pay money, drive to the store, and buy rice now. So do you want someone now? Do you want to trade money for attention now? Or do you want to trade time and effort to have attention later? That's the difference between organic content and advertising.
Yeah, I think that's really true. I think, you know, and I agree with what Holly said. If people don't really know their ideal client and they don't really know what problem they solve, then they do need to work on it more and kind of get that all squared away in their head, because the best campaigns and the best advertising, whether organic or whether paid, is not going to work really good if you don't have a clear message. You need clarity, and something I know we all work on. I'm constantly working on clarity and tightening up my message and all that I'm doing, because it's important.
It is. And in our office hours, which is a show that we do in our membership community for the members, we talked about tightening your message and how you would do that, because it was called Don't Be a Nicheless Nelly. That was Holly's awesome video that she sent us for it. And then that conversation kind of drifted a little bit, as you can imagine, with Scott and I talking and Holly not there to keep us on track. So
Got that right.
Drifted a little sideways, but we got into kind of understanding your customer and customer avatars, which is something that I feel like most people at this point have heard of and understand, like how to make a customer avatar, how to, you know, understand things about your client. But then we went a step further and said, do you understand the motivation of your client in a way how they feel about their friends and family feeling about them? Mm-hmm. And the reason that this is important is that status is very important to people. And I'm not just talking about status like public status, right? Like, it's everyone has a status in their mind of who they are.
Right.
And improving that or sustaining that is important to people. So, like, if somebody, let's say you have a product that helps somebody reduce stress, right? Or, you know, yoga teaching, or it could be, you know, whatever, right? You've got something that helps women reduce stress. Well, why is that important to them? And there could be all kinds of reasons. There's health reasons, there's other things. But a reason that nobody generally gets to is because they will be less stressed. They feel that they will be a better mother, and being a better mother to their child is important to them. And that raises their status in their family, in their opinion. And that is something you should be speaking to in your marketing, to say, look, if you're a mom and you want to reduce stress, I have this product that will reduce stress. And can you imagine how much better it's going to be for your family when you're happy and you're present with them because you're not concerned about other things.
Right, right. Well, I think it's important to be present today in whatever we're doing. Matt, you are so full of wisdom, but I have to be the bad guy. It's time to wrap this show up. Scott always, he's always a good guy and I'm the bad guy. So anyway, hey,
that's right.
I wanted to give you each a minute to go last word and your contact information. We're going to start ladies first again. Holly, go for it.
Great. Yeah. So if you want to find me, just go to hollyjeanjackson.com. If you want to learn more about my podcast or the book, go to inspiration.com or inspirationcontagion.com. Please join the book waiting list because it's coming in January. I'd love to hear from you. And if you're interested in the mastermind and our show, the Business Builder Throwdown, be sure to search for that. It's on YouTube. Matt will share more on those details. And please, by all means, join our Business Builder Ninja founder community so we can help so many other business owners thrive today and beat isolation.
That's awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Holly. Appreciate that. And the easiest way to contact you was
HollyJeanJackson.com.
Got it. Just wanted to say that again. Okay, great. Matt, you're up.
Sure. So I would check out the Business Builder Throwdown. You can go to businessbuilderthrowdown.com. You can see our live shows, our past shows, the information about the membership site. There's other tools and challenges and things that you can use to help grow your business there. I would check it out. And you can also find out more about me if you're interested in working with our agency or having me speak at your event or virtual event. You can go to matthewrouse.com. That's MATTHEWROUSE.com. And you can get my speaker one sheet on there to find out more about topics and things that I can talk to you about.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you both so much. And, you know, it's beyond words. So yeah, that's the button I was trying to hit. There you go. Yay! I was trying to hit Kermit and I hit the credits. There you go. So this is real again. First mistake of the show. Never happens. So anyway,
my mouse is
jumping around for some reason. We're having technical things today. So anyway, listen, I do really appreciate you both. Thank you so much. I definitely want to get more involved with all you're doing. And yeah, thanks for taking time coming on today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Russ.
All right. So I'm going to send you to the green room. Hang on just a moment here. Mr. D. Scott Smith.
Well, it was good to be back. I'm glad to have backup tools when the machines decide otherwise, but yes. What a great conversation. And the Business Builder Throwdown, that's 11 a.m. Pacific time, so 11, 12, 1, 2 p.m. Eastern time. The Business Builder Throwdown, it's a lot of fun. It's, think of it as marketing education that's not boring, and you'll get great tips. And then, as Matt said, businessbuilderthrowdown.com/ninja is a great way to become a part of the founder community.
Right. Yeah, no, it's great. The stuff you guys are doing, it's awesome. I'm just blessed to be able to work with you and to know them. And man, it was a great show. I just, again, Scott, always appreciate all that you're doing and thank you.
Russ, you're a great friend and a good co-host, even though we have to do the good host, bad host thing. You're not a bad host. You are an all-around good guy as well.
That's great. Well, hey, listen, I just want to go out by saying thanks to H&R Block and Laura Gelat, our sponsors. Also, thanks to Gateway Imprints, who puts together the Live with Russ and Scott, the Experience merch. And until we see you guys again, remember, we're here every Wednesday, 7 a.m. Pacific, daylight time, every Wednesday. And until we see you again, have a great day and a great life.
And enjoy the experience.